number 1501. This is dated Baruch Hashem, the ninth day of Nisan, Tes Nisan, Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe again, this is before Pesach, so the Rebbe expresses a blessing that you should celebrate it a kosher and joyful, like we say, a kosher nafrei lechem Pesach, a kosher and happy, joy Passover. The main mitzvah of the Torah nowadays is what is eating the matzah, because the korban Pesach, you need a korban, the Pesach, and the maror is, most opinions say that that's only from rabbinic origin. So the mitzvah, the real mitzvah we have today is the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. And matzah is referred to in the Zohar, they call it food of belief. It gives you mechel v'manuso. I'm sorry? Mechel v'manuso. Chassidus explains at length that when you eat the matzah, literally, when you're eating the matzah, in the time that it's a mitzvah, of course, you can eat matzah on Purim, it's not going to help you. But when you're eating matzah during the Seder, Pesach, the night of Pesach, when you're supposed to eat matzah, that strengthens the power of emunah, that gives the power of belief. And what does belief means, as understood, that you believe, that the strength of the emunah means that it gives you belief. To strengthen emunah means that it just, that it doesn't remain just as emunah that you know, but it actually penetrates. It fully encompasses, it consumes the person in his daily life, in his thought, speech, and action. And furthermore, that belief becomes so true as if he would actually see it. He believes it in such a strong way that it doesn't questionable. He actually sees what he believes, just like he would see something with his physical eye. That's how much his belief is real to the person. Even though, in reality, only when Mashiach will come in the future, the verse states, "V'ro'u kol basar yachdav kipi Hashem diber," that all flesh will be able to see that it was God's mouth that spoke. We don't have that today, but the preparation, somewhat similar to that, we also have nowadays. And that's especially very opportune time is during the festival of Pesach. And literally is that means that in all matters of one's thought, speech, and action. So first of all, you should conduct yourself according to the Torah and the mitzvahs as they were articulated in the light of Torah, which is the Chassidus of Torah, without having to wait that Hashem will give you the ability you should understand it fully. Start doing it first. And until that time, and then you'll come to understanding. But don't wait till you understand before you start to do. In a lot of places, there will be says this, like a person says, you know, okay, I won't fly an airplane until I'll figure out how aerodynamics, how a piece of metal flies in the air, you know. That, otherwise, no, if you see so many people started here and landed safely, came back safely, you know that it works. So even though you don't understand how it works. So you see history, see how it worked for people. You may not understand exactly, you know, how it worked and why it worked for them, but you see it worked for them, so you can be sure it'll work for you too, and keep that amuna, and eventually you'll understand as well.